So a lot of people... Oh, hello. Sorry, why don't I just start talking spontaneously without giving you a greeting. Thank you. Welcome back to the show. We have got so many things to talk about. Probably most of you driving or listening at your desk are so stressed out right now that you're going to run home and try to change all these passwords, and you should. So back to what we're talking about. Giant computer glitch actually started 3 years ago. Some major companies realized it about 2 years ago, but it all hit the fan about 3 weeks ago when it was released to the public, and now everybody's stressed out about it, and you should be. People have access. Long story short is people on a – you could use a bad program to get to a computer and bleed out, let loose a whole bunch of usernames and passwords without anybody knowing, without you knowing, without the server knowing, and this has been going on for at least 2 or 3 years. So – now, people are saying, what's the worst that can happen? I mean, who cares if they have my Netflix password? Let them watch whatever show they want off of Netflix. Well, they're not just going to do that. You know, you get into Netflix, you get to your credit card. Okay, not necessarily on that screen. They can get in there and mess with the financial thing on the Netflix account. They could, you know, close your account. They can do whatever slightly malicious. But more likely is that your username and password for Netflix are exactly the same as your username and password for your bank. Okay, maybe your password for... it's another easy one. Or your email program is usually the same as the email to your bank. And if somebody has access to their email, your email, they can go to the bank and say, forgot password. And they'll say, oh, we will email you the new password to your email of record, which is the one that they have the password to. And they can email you a reset password, and they can see your passwords. And I mean, they can get into your bank account. Well, what's the big deal if they get into my bank account? And I've told people this before, you know, you can't steal money out of the bank. They will be able to track it. They will be able to see who is in and out of your bank account. Well, a lot of banks now have this thing called Quick Pay or Instant Pay or whatever. And you could email somebody an email, basically, and that would transfer money to their bank account. So if you are a criminal and you acted within a couple hours, what you could do, because I do have a criminal mind, you can get into somebody's bank account, set up a quick pay account to the bad guy's email address, okay? And you can forward him a whole bunch of money. Now, I don't know what the limit is. Maybe it's $1,000 or $5,000, but you can transfer money from your bank account to his bank account instantly, and he can go to his bank account and withdraw it before you probably checked your email for the day. Or maybe do this in the middle of the night, or do it in another state, or whatever. You know, a lot of people aren't adamant about checking their email every 5 seconds like I am. So what you want to do is guard your email passwords. And that's one of the big glitches. The Gmail one is probably the major one I would be concerned about. Now, that's concerning all the Gmail accounts, okay? And Gmail is now hooked into everything. So with your Gmail password, you can get into your Google Drive. If you use that, don't know what, if you know what that is or not, but that's where you can store files and share it between computers. It's an awesome system. Okay, it's just like having your own personal server in your house for free that you can let people share files. We use it in our office to share back and forth with. We have clients who use this all the time, Google Drive. But the problem is, if a bad guy wanted to, he can get in there and erase your Google Drive. Just erase everything on your system that you just put there for safekeeping. So you want to be careful for that. Like I said, you can get money off, you can get money out of the bank. Okay, do some transfers. There'll be a paper trail though. You know, you could say, hey, I didn't do that, and tell your bank that you didn't do that, but that's going to be a lot of hassle. You know, identity theft, if you've never had identity theft, you're not liable for everything that happens. Okay, you may be liable for $50 or $100 here and there, but there are limits that the bank puts in place. So you don't have to pay for all the things that the bad guy did by stealing your identity, right? However, you will be dealing with this for maybe a year or two. Someone steals your identity. For the next year or two, you will be dealing with all the repercussions of that. 1 minute, you've got a credit card bill for $45,000, and you got to dispute every charge on there. You've got a new car bought under your name somewhere, and they're coming after you for not making the payments. A lot of issues with identity theft, and this is how it starts. It starts by somebody getting your username and password, which is being bled out for 25% of the servers in the world. You need to change your passwords. How many times have I said that in their show? We should keep track. Maybe ring a little bell every time I say you need to change your passwords. And guess what? Nobody's listening. You need to change your passwords. Now, this has been going on for a long time. And now that it's out in the open, the other hackers, which are not as smart as the really smart hackers, are going, wow, that's all you need to do? You just run this program on the server and other people's passwords come out. I think I'm going to try that. Guess how many people are trying this now? You know, hackers have fun just by breaking into things. Maybe they're not breaking in and doing something malicious, but they want to break in things just to see what would happen. Please don't let this happen to you. Even if the servers patch their servers, that means your passwords have still been exposed for the past 2 or 3 years. So you need to change your passwords. Write them all down so nobody else sees them, and so forth. Hey, one thing, we'll talk more about this in our next show, but one thing that's been an upcoming wave, or a new topic now, is called the CryptoLocker virus. CryptoLocker. It's a built-in system that you have into Windows Vista and Windows 7 and Windows 8 computers. You can actually encrypt your computer. Put a password on all your user files, and your user files are documents and pictures and settings and Dropbox files and your QuickBooks files and your Outlook files and stuff like that. Those are called user files or user data. They have a built-in program in the computer that will put a password on there. So if you get a certain virus, which takes you about 1 second to infect yourself, you get an attachment, looks like an Adobe Acrobat attachment. You open it up, and it looks like nothing happened. Oh my gosh, where's my document? Oh well. And you click on it again, and nothing happens. And you say, oh well, and you just throw out the email. Okay, you don't even think about, why didn't this Adobe Acrobat attachment open? Well, the thing is, it's not an Adobe Acrobat attachment. It's a virus that is red. The icon is red, and you think, oh my gosh, Adobe Acrobat. So what it does is it encrypts all the files on your computer. But it doesn't do it just on your computer. It does with anything attached to your computer. So this week we had 2 or 3 companies, don't know if it was the same guy twice, but call us about this virus. In fact, one of them was another computer consulting company. And they said, yes, I'm a computer user. They pretended to be somebody else, but we knew who they were. They said, we're trying to deal with the virus for our computers, not somebody else's computers, but our computers. And we're wondering what you need to do to get that CryptoLocker virus off your computer. Well, to start with, you shouldn't have got it in the first place. There are ways not to get it, and I'll tell you about that at the end of the show, so you stay listening for another 5 minutes. But once it's on there, it puts a password on there, and then it does it to all of your external drives. Okay, so if you have an external backup drive on your computer, it will encrypt that. So the thing that you just set up to protect yourselves is no longer able to protect you. Okay, period. That's your external drive. But if you're in an office situation, a lot of times office computers are connected through something called mapped drives. So it looks on your computer like it's another drive, like the M drive. But the M drive is sitting on the server, and that's where all your important files are. Or your Q drive, and that's where your QuickBooks files are. Just kind of an easy way for you to have a shortcut to your main company server. It will encrypt all of those files on those mapped drives. And let's say one of them is your coworker's computer, and she lets you share files because she's got all the files for the big project you're working on. It will encrypt those things. And then the next day, it will change your desktop background to a big red screen with a shield on it and says, in fact, I just pulled one up here. It says CryptoLocker at the top of the screen, and it says blatantly, your personal files are encrypted. Your most important files produced on your computer, including your photos, videos, documents, etc., are encrypted. And you can personally verify this, and it's really easy. You cannot open any of your files anymore on your computer. You could use your computer. You can get on the internet. You can open QuickBooks, but you can't open the QuickBooks file. You can open Microsoft Word, but you can't open up any of your Microsoft Word's files. They were encrypted, and there was a key or a password put on your computer, and you don't know what it is. Okay, to get it, you have to, let's see, it says there's a single copy of this key which will allow you to decrypt the files, located on a secret server on the internet. And this secret server, these are not major servers. This is not like a GoDaddy server or anything. This is somebody's computer in their basement of their house. Guy could be 19 years old, and he's holding you ransom. That's where the secret key is to open up all your files. And the server will destroy the key after the time listed on this window. And it's got a countdown timer on the window of the computer. And it says what day they are going to erase the key. If you would like the key, you owe us $300. And you have to click next, and it'll tell you how to type in that, give them the $300. And the incredibly smart thing that they did was that you don't give it to them directly. You have to go to Walmart. That's right. You go into Walmart and you pay $300 to Walmart. they will give you something called a money pack card. It's like a money order, okay? I don't know if they have these at other places, maybe 7-Elevens or something, but you can buy a money order through a credit card kind of thing. So you're giving $300 in cash to Walmart, and they give you this card with a number on it. So what they're doing is having you do the money laundering for them. So you come back to your computer, you type in the password, and or not the password, the money pack card, and they get $300. These people are making, I heard a statistic, something like $7 million in 1 month. That's right. They made $7 million off of $300 payments in 1 month because this virus is so widespread. Now, the way to protect you is getting something called Malwarebytes Professional or Premier. This is a lifetime version, but they just discontinued the lifetime. You have to pay $25 a year for the rest of your life. We actually bought a whole bunch of these preemptively because we knew this was going to happen. So we have 1,000 copies in our office in case you are in the Denver area. We'll sell you one for $30. You can bring your computer by. We'll even put it on for free. But if you want to look up the website, it's Malwarebytes Professional. This actually searches for this. It's been said that if Target had this, they never would have had that security breach. So that's what you need to get is Malwarebytes Professional. They renamed it Malwarebytes Premier, but you can go to their website, malwarebytes.com, read all about it. But that's how you could have stayed protected. Now, you don't want to remove your virus until you figured this out. There's no way around this virus. Okay, you usually have to pay the money or get your stuff back from the backup drive. We're dealing with somebody now that doesn't want to pay the money, and guess what? That means you're not going to get your files back for your company. And if companies who lose their data, there's an 80% chance that they are going out of business. Hopefully everybody's scared by now. Go ahead and go home, change your password. Go get Malwarebytes Professional. If you want, we have some copies for $30 for a lifetime instead of $25 a year. If you want to keep in contact with us and send us some emails for the show, we didn't get to any questions today. I do have a list of questions I wanted to tell you, but too many scary things. So we'll get to some of those questions next week. You can send me your questions at scott@henke.com. It's H-E-N-K-E. You can like us on Facebook, like hundreds of thousands of people do, at facebook.com/onsitehero, H-E-R-O. Or you can go to our website, onsitedenver.com, or just drop by the store, say hello, say you heard us on the radio. We'll give you a discount on any kind of service, install Malwarebytes for free, anything just to meet you. But we'll be seeing you again next week on the show, so stay tuned.